Selected strategies to support interactive reading for learners who are deafblind. Christopher Brom, Associate Professor, Department of Special Education, San Diego State University. Editor, Hillary Keyes, Early Childhood Deafblind Consultant. Texas Deafblind Project, Outreach Programs. Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, TSBVI. Abstract. This is the second in a series of three articles in this issue of TX Sensibilities focused on interactive reading for learners who are deafblind or have complex access needs. The author shares effective research-based interactive reading strategies that teachers, family members, and other caregivers can use immediately. This follow-up article to interactive reading materials explores strategies that reading partners, such as teachers and family members, can implement during interactive reading with learners who have complex needs, including those who are deafblind. Deafblindness is a complex disability that has multiplicative impacts on vision and hearing, the distance senses. These impacts directly affect observational and incidental learning, as well as overall concept development. Nelson and Bruce, 2016. Additionally, for learners who are deafblind, communication and literacy are interconnected. The activities and materials used to develop literary skills must align with their individualized needs and abilities, including communication modes. Strategies to support interactive reading. To better understand effective instructional practices in supporting students who are deafblind, Brom and Bruce, 2022, examined the strategies used by parents, teachers, and interveners during interactive reading with their learners. This article highlights six areas of focus, each including strategies from the field used to support learners who are deafblind during interactive reading. Attention and active engagement. The success of any activity depends on the instructional leader's ability to capture and keep the learner's attention throughout the session. A variety of strategies allow a reading partner to gain and support a learner's attention and engagement. For individuals with vision and hearing differences, this begins with identifying their preferences and interests and integrating them into the activity. Hartman, 2016. An instructor can accomplish this by allowing the learner to assist with text selection, providing reading material aligned with identified interests, or including extension activities that broaden the learning beyond the text. Integrating input from multiple sensory areas, such as through touch, vibration, music, and rhythm, into the interaction further enhances attention and engagement. Vilas Boas and others, 2016. Additionally, communication throughout the reading is essential. Together, the learner and their reading partner can comment, make predictions, or simply summarize the text at multiple points in the book. Child-guided and systematic instruction. It is essential to determine the instructional approach that best meets a learner's needs during interactive reading. Both child-guided and systematic instructional approaches are effective strategies to increase language and literacy skills in learners who are deafblind. Farrell and others, 2014. The components of child-guided instruction for learners who are deafblind include establishing trust, responding to the learner's communication attempts and emotional state, using shared communication forms, and applying coactive techniques. Nelson and Bruce, 2019. By comparison, explicit and systematic instruction is intentional and utilizes behavioral principles, such as prompting and reinforcement, to further develop the individual's skills and abilities. Pullen and Cash, 2017. Using this approach, the instructor designs well-defined learning objectives that target specific skills. Vocabulary development and repeated reading. Understanding vocabulary is essential to comprehending any text. Direct vocabulary instruction and repeated readings of texts that include discussions about repeated words can increase vocabulary acquisition and enhance comprehension. Pullen and Cash, 2017. For learners who are deafblind, vocabulary should be highlighted and discussed using multiple communication forms, including speech, visuals, print, pictures, and drawings, and with movement and tactile means, manual sign, gestures, and actions from the text. Drawing and writing. During interactive reading or afterward, drawing and writing can effectively promote vocabulary development. Illustrating the events in a story also serves as an extension activity to reinforce concepts explored in the text. Learners may benefit from expanding representations used in both drawing and writing to include pictures or objects. Co-constructing written materials with the learner engages both participants beyond the interactive reading session. These materials may serve as a starting point for developing experience books centered on shared activities related to the text that incorporate vocabulary and key concepts from the original material. Touch and tactile skills. During interactive reading, maintaining touch with one another and the material effectively sustains attention, shares information, and promotes comprehension. This includes using tangible symbols, which are tactile representations of words or concepts that share visual, auditory, or tactile features with what they represent. Roland and Schweigert, 2000. Sharing and exchanging these symbols throughout the interaction builds and strengthens the relationship between the learner and their reading partner. Tanner and others, 2021. Comprehension. Measuring what the learner understands from the interaction should occur throughout the shared experience, not just at the end. Comprehension is linked to how well the learner understands the vocabulary in the text. For learners who are deafblind, this also involves carefully choosing the representations and sensory channels used to depict the vocabulary. Reading partners should integrate comprehension questions throughout the interactive reading exchange so that the questions posed connect directly to the information, rather than appearing as a disconnected list after reading. Additionally, measuring understanding can include simplifying the text, highlighting key concepts while reading, asking prediction questions before reading, and using personalized reading materials to help the learner make stronger connections with the text. Summary. Interactive reading includes distinct strategies that reading partners can include to support meaningful participation for a learner who is deafblind. Intentionally and thoughtfully incorporating the strategies described in this article into routine literacy activities improves the shared experience and enhances the learner's ability to extract meaning from the reading material. It is crucial that reading partners always consider the individual learner's unique needs and ensure they have access to the material and environment through multiple sensory channels. Please enjoy this video of an instructor and student co-constructing a book about a shared experience using drawing, which allows students to share experiences they enjoyed with others and to reminisce. Caption: Kirsten and Matt write a book about an outing to the park where they saw a boy flying a kite. Co-constructing a book about a shared experience using drawing allows students to share experiences they enjoyed with others and to reminisce. Caption: Exchanging tactile objects throughout the shared reading experience supports concept and vocabulary development while building the reader and partner's relationship. Alt text: Book box for Clifford's bedtime, a commercial board book. An open plastic bin has a label and a tactile symbol affixed to the side. Items for the story include a soft cloth, a small teddy bear, a small doll in a nightgown, and a red bowl. Caption: follow the student's lead and honor their choice of topic using personalized materials such as pictures of familiar people and preferred activities. Alt text: an adolescent sits at a table and looks at a bright yellow piece of paper with the word Wednesday written above a photo of two people engaged in a delivery activity. Additional personalized pages lay on the table in front of him. Caption: use individualized literacy materials to support cooking and other types of learning tasks. Alt text: an elementary student stands at an open kitchen drawer holding a plastic cooking spoon and appears to be looking for additional utensils. A tablet device is visible on the counter and shows an image of three cooking utensils and a tactile symbol on a book page. Text accompanies the tablet image. References: Brom, C., and Bruce, S.M., 2023, Instructional Strategies to Support Shared Reading with Learners Who Are Deafblind, British Journal of Visual Impairment, Volume 41, Number 3, pages 504 through 516. Farrell, K.A., Bruce, S., and Luckner, J.L., 2014, Evidence-Based Practices for Students with Sensory Impairments, Document Number IC4, University of Florida, Collaboration for Effective Educator Development, Accountability, and Reform Center, ceedar.education.ufl.edu. Hartman, E., 2016, Instructional Strategies, A Universal Design for Learning Approach, in S.Z. Sachs and M.C. Zatta, editors, Keys to Educational Success, Teaching Students with Visual Impairments and Multiple Disabilities, pages 204 through 226, AFB Press, Perkins School for the Blind. Nelson, C., and Bruce, S., 2016, Critical Issues in the Lives of Children and Youth Who Are Deafblind, American Annals of the Deaf, Volume 161, Number 4, pages 406 through 411. Nelson, C., and Bruce, S., 2019, Children Who Are Deaf, Hard of Hearing, with Disabilities, Paths to Language and Literacy, Education Sciences, Volume 9, Number 134, pages 1 through 16. Pullen, P.C., and Cash, D.B., 2017. Reading, in J.M. Kaufman, D.P. Hallahan, and P.C. Pullen, editors, Handbook of Special Education, 2nd edition, pages 523 through 536, Routledge. Rowland, C., and Schweigert, P., 2000, Tangible Symbols, Tangible Outcomes, Augmentative and Alternative Communication, Volume 16, Number 2, pages 61 through 78. Tanner, L., McGlade, A., and Irwin, M., 2021, Engagement and Inclusion of Individuals with a Dual Sensory Loss and Learning Disability in the Assessment Process, Staff Perspectives. Practice, Volume 33, Number 2, pages 199 through 135. Vilas Boas, D.C., Fejara, L.P., De Mora, M.C., Maya, S.R., and Amaral, I, 2016, Analysis of Interaction and Attention Processes in a Child with Congenital Deafblindness, American Annals of the Deaf, Volume 161, pages 327 through 341. Meta Description: Strategies to Support Interactive Reading for Learners Who Are Deafblind or Have Complex Access Needs.